Shalom, everyone. Maran Baba Metzia, page 23, is apropos discussing lost and found, and if we can trust the Talmid Chacham with his words, is giving a list of occasions where Talmid Chacham can change the truth, or in other words, maybe can lie. Let's share the sources and see what we have from this interesting discussion. So the quote in page 23, Rav Yehuda says that Shmuel says, with regard to these three matters alone, it is normal for sages to amend their statement and deviate from the truth with regard to the to attract it. In other words, Masechet, if you learn in your learning. If he is asked whether he studied a particular tractate, he may humbly say that he did not. Even if he did, the Rambam will explain that so people are not going to ask him those questions, and he can't answer now. He doesn't have the state of mind or the will. So he's telling people he's learning a different thing, so they're not going to ask him any question. And with regard to Abed, Talmid Chacham, a sage, can say not the entire truth. If he's asked whether he slept in a particular bed, he may say that he did not, to avoid shame in case of some unseemingly residue is found in the bed. And he can lie with regard to a host, Ken Ushpizin, as one may say that he was not well received by a certain host to present everyone to prevent everyone from taking advantage of the host's hospitality. In other words, he removed and asked him to be his guest, and he said, "I went to Shimon, so no one and not so not everyone is going now to, invite themselves to Reuven's house." In any case, what we have here is three occasions, three dvarim, that Talmid Chacham can avoid telling the truth, or he can lie. A very interesting discussion regarding this Gemara is connecting it with what we know from Masechet Yevamot. And indeed, we have the Tosfot and the Rif that are asking that question. What's the connection between our Gemara and the Gemara in Masechet Yevamot that explicitly says that it's okay to change, because of a matter of peace? So the Gemara in Yevamot is saying, and Rab Eli further said, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, it is permitted for a person, this is not a Talmid Chacham, this is anyone, it is permitted for a person to depart from the truth in a matter that will bring peace. As it stated, your father commanded us, and this is the brothers of Yosef telling him that his father said that he should be nice to them and not hate them. And of course, we don't have anywhere in the Torah that Yaakov said so. So they changed the truth in order to gain peace. And Rabbi Natan says it is a mitzvah to depart from a truth in order to perceive peace. It's not just allowed, it is a mitzvah. And we learned that from Shmuel, who said, "How can I go and Shaul will hear and kill me?" And God responded in the next verse that Shmuel should say he went to sacrifice an offering, indicates that God commands one to lie in order to preserve peace. If God commands Shmuel to change his word and to lie, that means that sometimes it's a mitzvah. And another example, it was taught in the school of Rabbi Ishmael, great is peace, as even the Holy One, blessed be he, departed from the truth for it. And this is the most famous example. As initially it is written that Sarah said of Abraham, "And my Lord is old." And in the end, it's written that God told Abraham that Sarah said, "And I am old." So God adjusted Sarah's words in order to spare Abraham from hurt feelings that might lead Abraham and Sarah to quarrel. Okay, so mipnei kavod, mipnei shalom. So we have two different gemarot. One is listing a list of things that allowing Talmidei Chachamim to lie, and one is the general thing that it's okay to change your words and to lie if it's in the sake of peace. And it's of course echoing from the pasuk in Sefer Shmot, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Keep far from a false chart. Now it's very interesting. We don't have a mitzvah in Aseret HaDibrot one of the Ten Commandments, we don't have do not lie. The only thing we have in the Torah is midvar sheker tircha, keep far from false charge. And it's connected that do not bring death on those who are innocent and in the right are in the right, for I will not acquit the wrongdoer. Lo atzdik rasha. So the sheker, the lie, is in the same group with not being so righteous and even a wrongdoer. But it's very important to notice that if the Torah is telling us midvar sheker tircha, keep away, does that mean that sometimes I can lie? Because it just keep away from, but maybe sometimes I need to be close, sometimes I need to use it. Or is it a total order, like don't even try to get close to it? And we know that this discussion is something that Chazal are talking about in very different places. Maybe the famous one is the discussion between the machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai regarding a kala in Masechet Ketubot. And the sages thought, how does one dance before the bride? What does one recite while dancing at her wedding? Ken, איך כיצד מרקדים לפני הכלה? And Beit Hillel is saying, we need to tell her she's beautiful, she's perfect, she's nice, she's lovely. And Beit Shammai is telling Beit Hillel, you're lying. If the kala is not pretty, well, beautiful, perfect, if you say that, you are lying. Midvar sheker tirchak. And Beit Hillel is answering them, there's something bigger than that. And something that is bigger than that is that we don't want to hurt her. And we should not say something that will hurt her feelings or even belittle her in front of her new husband's eyes. So the request of midvar sheker tirchak, we hear that it needs to come with common sense. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah is using that common sense idea, and it gives a very particular example. From where do we know that a student who sees his teacher erring in a particular matter of judgment should not say, "I will wait for him until the conclusion of the judgment, at which time I will point his error. I will then construct the argument correctly, so that the judgment will be quoted in my name." In other words, he made a mistake. You make him stay in that mistake and then you correct him. That's lying, thinking that this is what he thinks. He just made a mistake that you could have corrected him. And that's why the Rambam uses the pasuk, distance yourself from falsehood, midvar sheker tirchak. But this debate, this argument continues throughout history, and I brought another two examples. One from Sefer Yereim, that Rabbi Eliezer Mimintz is saying, a lie does not come into the hand of evil. The Torah did not warn a lie that does not come into the hands of evil. The Torah did not warn about it. In other words, if you lie and nothing bad happens from your lie, and then it's okay. And how does he know it? Because of the pasuk. It says, "Midvar sheker tirchak." There's a long way, says Sefer Yerim, midvar sheker lerasha. If your lying is doing something really bad and evil in the world, do not lie. But other than that, maybe it's okay. Sefer Charedim, as opposed to that, is saying it's mitzvat aser lidaber emet. It's a mitzvah to tell the truth. And you need to tell the truth in everyday things, not only in big things that might help someone save money, because it says midvar sheker tirchak. Okay, dvar sheker. He hears the word dvar as meaning everything, every little thing. Following that idea is Rav Eliezer Melamed. Rav Eliezer Melamed in Pnimei Halacha is saying the following thing. However, it should be known that even in the prohibition to tell a lie that does not cause personal harm is not learned from the verse, turn away from falsehood. It is clear that its basis is from the Torah. In other words, nachon, that the what we learn from Midvar Sheker Tirchak is not to hurt, not to lie if you're going to cause someone personal harm. But that general idea, that the principle, the value of not lying, is learned from the Torah. After all, it is commanded from the Torah to walk in his way. This is a command. We need to have the same attributes as God, which is to adhere his morals. And one of the main morals of by which God is revealed in the world, it is measuring of truth. Chotomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emet, says Chazal, the seal of God is truth. That means this is the way we need to be in the world. We always need to stick to the truth. If so, the whole and I think that the idea here is enough. In other words, the general direction is truth, and there is some particular times where it's okay to change from the truth. If it's for peace, if it's someone is going to get hurt of it or lose money from it, or scholars, Talmidei Chachamim, the three different things. But of course, that the feeling of the Torah, the order of the Torah, the wanting, the ratzon of the Torah is that we are going to stick to the truth as God is truthful. And Rav Eliyahu Dessler, Mimichtav Meliyahu, is saying that it was found that truth is what brings good and in the evil of the and the will of the Creator. In other words, the reason to say the truth is that that brings God's will in the world, because his seal is truth, and lie is what gives success to the business of the minister of lies, the sitra acha, the other side. Okay, so that's Asur. But he also says that a lie for the sake of a big truth is the truth. Again, midarkei shalom, as we saw in the Gemarot. So it's true that we have to stick to the truth as much as we can, but sometimes saying the lie to serve a bigger truth is the truth. The one that concludes the things, I think, very beautifully is Professor Nathan Avi-Ezer, who is a scientist in his profession. And Professor Avi-Ezer is saying the following: it all depends on the context and the consequences. It goes back to shikul dat. It goes back to common sense. It goes back to us using our ability to think whether a lie can hurt somebody or a lie can help somebody. And it depends on context and consequences. Telling the truth may be a serious offense, like, for example, Lashon Hara. And telling a lie may be a major mitzvah, such Shifra and Puah, who saved the babies and lied to the king. The Torah imposes a heavy responsibility on a person and requires him to consider each case individually according to the Torah's high moral principles. There are no easy and sweeping solutions. Yes, you have to use your dignity, your integrity, your mind, your neshama, and think carefully what it is that God is asking for you to do that minute. And if it is to lie so peace will come, or someone is not going to get hurt from what you said, and or it's going to serve a bigger truth, then it's okay. But if your lie is going to harm somebody, then you're absolutely doing something which is against the Torah, against God's will. And what we all want to do is definitely increase good in the world and try as much as we can to be truthful to ourselves and to others.